This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Yeah, I've been saying all week long that we were going to be heading into a signature weekend throughout Northeast Florida. It's the first full weekend of October, and so we have places like Amazing Grace Farms opening up and the other corn mazes around Northeast Florida. And we have a lot of events like the Fall Home and Patio Show that begins at the Prime. We have Jazz Festival. Oh, and Sheila E. is going to be performing on stage. My goodness, we got a busy weekend. And really, it kind of all begins today with the Jags up north in Cincinnati. Jeremy, you worked in the Dayton market, which is, what, about 45-minute drive from Cincinnati. And so this is a homecoming of sorts for Urban Meyer and certainly an opportunity for the Jags to get a win tonight on WFOX Fox 30.
Yeah, so we lived between Dayton and Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's a really cool listen to this music. I kind of like this.
Oh, you like the Sheila E. in the background? You should see the video of it, man.
I feel so cool talking on the radio with this behind me. Mike Burrish, by the way, mentioned Skyline Chili, and now I cannot stop thinking about that, by the way. It's absolutely fantastic if you've never had it. But that's just my opinion, throwing that out there. Yeah, obviously the Urban Meyer angle is going to be a big one in the state of Ohio just because of the success that you know they saw with him coaching the beloved Buckeyes team there. I know you're not a Buckeyes fan, Rich, so we'll quickly move past that. But the good news is the Jags cannot lose this weekend, so a Jags loss will not spoil anybody's weekend, and it'll be interesting to see two young quarterbacks going at it. I wish we didn't have to wake up at 2 in the morning because I know you and I are probably going to be on NFL.com watching highlights as soon as we start our work day tomorrow. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, I think the last time you and I talked about a Jags game, I predicted the Jags would win, and obviously it's just I'm done making predictions. I'm done. And because I'm not making a prediction, they'll probably win. So
8:20 kickoff on WFOX.
And we can't send Gina either. So.
Right. Comedian Tom Segura tonight at Florida Theater, and tonight the Revivalists at St. Augustine Amphitheater. I got Sheila E. cooking here because we have the Jazz Festival returning 40th edition. Madison, you've been at Jazz Festival multiple times. So have I. I love the sounds of jazz filling the air of downtown Jacksonville.
I know. It really makes downtown just a whole different experience because when you go during the week, it's kind of gloomy a little bit. No one's really out and about, but Jazz Fest, all the streets are closed. You can walk around. There's music on every corner. They have main stages. They have food trucks. They have all the good stuff through Sunday. So it's just a good time, and it's free.
And you're going to initiate the newbie here almost a year in, but you're going to initiate the newbie here in Gina Gondek tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, you got to go. You got to go at least once if you're going to be in Jacksonville.
Right. And you guys are also heading to another show? Right?
Yeah.
There's another show down the street
at
Daly's
Place. Check out Jazz Festival, and then we're going to walk over to Daly's Place for AJR. It's three brothers, super talented musicians.
And you've seen them before, right?
I have, yeah. They play on X in the Big Ape. You can hear them on there. Show starts at 7:30 at Daly's Place. We'll be there. Joe will be there. We're going to have a grand old time at AJR.
He'll be noodling.
We'll see the noodling going on. I love this event, and Lucia Vitti brought it to my attention yesterday, and you actually have taken photographs at these events before, but this is awesome. It's happening in St. Augustine. We're going to be seeing surfing dogs?
Yes. It's actually my third time. I will be photographing dogs actually surfing for competition at the Guy Harbor Resort Saturday morning between 9 and 11. The event, with further investigation, is going to be a fundraiser for Canines for Warriors.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's a double Touch My Heart Day.
Oh, yeah.
The dogs are really good, and there'll be some costume parties, and it's a really family-centered event. But if you've never seen a dog surfing, come out and join the fun.
I look forward to seeing those. We'll post some of those on Instagram over the weekend. So that's Friday and Saturday that's going on. Another weekend event is at the fairgrounds, a Lego Fan Expo. That's Saturday and Sunday, so another really good family event. Couple of really good community-related events. Jacob in the First Alert Traffic Center. Both of these are really on the walk-run side of things. One that takes place out at Sawgrass, right on Saturday?
That's right, Rich. So the Donna 5K is happening this Saturday morning at TPC Sawgrass. So the rolling start starts bright and early at 8:30 a.m. And you can pick up your bibs shortly before 8:30. And right around 8, they say you can come and pick them up. So it's a beautiful day for a run and a parade there at TPC. And after that, what's really happening now is in Five Points in Riverside, Pride Fest, Pride Parade, this Saturday, Riverside Park and Five Points. So the Pride Festival starts at Riverside Park at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and the parade makes its way from Willow Branch Park all the way into Five Points, and that starts right at 2, and that'll be a lot of fun as well. So we're looking forward to both of those.
Weekend, my goodness, I can't believe. And then it rounds out on Sunday with two big shows competing interests for our technical producer extraordinaire, Scotty, who you were wanting to see Leonard and Friends in the Music of Chicago at Florida Theater, but we also have a really good show that's taking place at the Amp.
Yeah, I was totally set up to go see Leonid and Friends. I was looking forward to the Music of Chicago, and spectacularly coincidental that it happens during Jazz Fest when it's such a great tie-in because you've got all the brass, you've got all of this this great instrumental opportunity. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Leonid and Friends, it's a Russian touring band that covers a variety of artists, in this case, showcasing Chicago. Check out their videos on YouTube. They're spectacular. If you've never seen Chicago live, this is the next best thing. And it was going to be a fantastic time, except then St. Augustine decided to drop a punk bomb on me. They've got Flogging Molly with Streetlight Manifesto and Me First in the Gimme Gimmies playing Sunday.
Are those not the best band names ever,
so
by
that
the
way? So that just turned my whole Sunday on its ear. And on top of that, I already had plans to go to the Lego Expo, sponsored by BrickUniverse.com. Check them out for the tickets for that. Just don't wear flip-flops because that'll hurt.
Or go barefoot. But I've stepped on so many Legos in my house, by the way. You've seen Flogging Molly?
Flogging Molly. I got kicked in the shin during one of the shows. And then I went to Streetlight Manifesto, and there was also a mosh pit, but I stayed out of that one.
Okay.
So
be careful on Sunday then, Scott. Well, if you're limping on Monday.
It's my last chance to capture a little moment of youth, but the mosh pit is going to be way over there, and I'm going to be sitting way back here, and that's fine. But I'm looking forward to it.
Enjoy the weekend with the signature event, Sheila E. Oh, and the Jazz Festival. Cannot wait for that event. It is going on this weekend downtown. Man, what a packed weekend that we have throughout Northeast Florida.